Hold on there, Steve. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We got Stephen Bazell on the line, who's a construction contractor from Corona, California. In a moment, he's going to tell us about a lawsuit that he is considering filing against, among other people, his own wife. Coming up here on the Phil Hendry Show. But again, what if you could hear the Phil Hendry Show without the limits of the FCC? What if the characters could say anything they wanted to say? The Tournament of Roses Parade, as you have never heard it before. That's right, coming New Year's Day from the Phil Hendry Show, a special uncensored and unedited live internet audio webcast, complete with all of the Phil Hendry Show favorite guests, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear the Phil Hendry Show without limits. You can't hear it on the radio, and you can't see it on TV. Listen via the internet for only $4.95. Go to www.philhendryshow.com for details. Did you, this all has taken place in a relatively short amount of time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, sir. Over the last 48 hours, I had contemplated this move. I had spoken to my attorney, Dolores Blazingame of Riverside, California, and it is, it's my feeling that I should begin to consider some legal action.
You were at a Bon Jovi concert on whatever it was, Saturday night?
I was at the Bon Jovi concert. Was at the Great Western Forum in Inglewood, California. That was on Saturday night, December the 2nd. I had, just to back up a little bit.
Yeah, let's go to the story, the whole story. Where your wife and you were in some kind of marital counseling, right?
Yes, sir. April and I had decided to go to marriage counseling. That was in July of this past of this year, of the year 2000, and one of the things that the therapist Mary Berger, who works in Fontana, suggested that we try to recapture some of the things we did when we were younger and when we were first married. She suggested that we do something fun that we hadn't done in a while, and when we were first married. And my wife suggested that we go to a rock concert, which we had done.
When you were kids, right?
Yes, when we were first married.
How old are you guys?
I'm 38, my wife's 36.
Okay, so when were you married?
I was 22, my wife was 20, and I was just out of college, and she was still in college.
Okay, and so you guys have been married 16 years, so that would put you back in the early 80s, right?
That's correct, and we continued going to going to shows until we had our first child. Our son was actually kind of an interesting story, but our son was conceived during the Slippery When Wet tour.
The Bon Jovi tour?
Yes, sir. That was 1987.
Okay. Did you guys then make the decision that you'd like to go see Bon Jovi?
We did then make the decision that we would go see Bon Jovi. We were big Bon Jovi fans, and as I mentioned, during the Slippery When Wet tour, it was always one of our favorites. And so we got tickets for the Bon Jovi show last Saturday night at the Forum, and my wife wanted me to do what I had always do. Excuse me, I'm very nervous.
That's okay. She wanted you to do what you'd always done.
Yes, sir. And that was, I got a new pair of leather pants, and she wore a skin tight, you know, jeans and had heels and all that nonsense that, you know, you do when you go to a rock show, and she had a leather jacket.
Just take a deep breath. So you got in some leather pants, and this is a significant part of your story, because one of the companies that you're considering a lawsuit against is Jeans Discount Pleather.
Yes, sir, that is.
Now, what is pleather?
Pleather is like a plastic leather synthesis, a synthetic fabric that's plastic and leather.
Okay.
So we drove to the Forum in Inglewood, California. I parked over near the Hollywood Park racetrack, which is near the Great Western Forum in Inglewood, and I had on a pair of these pleather pants, which are plastic and leather pants, and they fit, you know, pretty tight, which was the prevailing style of those days during the Slippery When Wet tour, because a lot of guys would wear the skin tight pants.
Okay, and your wife had on the jeans, because I remember the era, you know, the bands that I would see back then, like the Pretenders and Tom Petty and I don't know who the hell else, Skid Row and whatever.
Right, so we got out of the car, we walked toward the east entrance, we had tickets for the colonnade section of the Forum, and as we walked up the ramp, the strap on my wife's purse broke, and the purse fell to the ground, and I did what any decent man would do. I bent down to pick it up, And my attorney told me to write down what happened next exactly, because this is probably the key point of the evening.
All right, the strap on your wife's purse breaks as you're going up the ramp to an entrance at the forum.
That's correct, yes, sir.
What happened then?
I bent down to pick it up, and the back of my leather pants split from roughly the belt line to just under the front zipper under my ball, under the ball scrota area.
And okay, so the pants ripped from, and you know what? You don't need to be quite as graphic.
Yes, sir.
The pants ripped down the back, okay? They ripped right up the butt, right?
Yes, sir, right up the butt, up to the under the zipper. So not only was my butt area exposed, but also the genitalia.
Well, okay, because you're talking about your private parts. Are you saying, were you not wearing underwear?
I was not wearing underwear because, first of all, my wife had asked me not to wear no underwear, and the other thing that she said was that it would make a panty line if you wear, because these pants are really tight.
Okay. So, your pants have ripped.
My pants ripped, and because I did the, I was trying to recreate the night we went out, so I wasn't wearing underwear, and which I was not. I didn't wear no underwears then. The council recommended Bon Jovi. My wife recommended leather pants.
And yeah, but I want to know, Steve, what happened next?
Well, basically what happened next was that my area was exposed and people saw it, and I was subjected to a good deal of ridicule. And but the most important thing, people started pointing and laughing, but the most important thing was I went into the concert now with the whole area exposed. And I sat down on the seats at the forum, and it was very cold. And I believe also that I got the flu virus from having my bare area parked on a bench like that.
Did you get sick that night?
I got a flu bug, yes, sir.
And you feel it's because your bare rear end was sitting down. Didn't you cover up?
Well, I did take a T-shirt. I went over to a T-shirt stand and bought a T-shirt so that I could tie it around my waist. And while I did that, people were pointing and laughing.
Well, I mean, so in other words, while you walked up into the concert hall, your bare rear end is hanging out of your pants.
That is correct, yes, sir.
And so you had to go over and buy a T-shirt.
To cover up my genitalia and also to...
And when you say your genitalia, I guess you're saying that your private area?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you would not use words...
Well, the scrotal area or...
No, just don't even... I think we know that your privates were hanging out, your rear end is hanging out, the leather pants broke, and you're considering suing Jeans Discount Pleather.
I'm considering suing Jeans Discount Pleather. I'm also considering suing Mary Berger, who is a therapist. I'm considering suing Bon Jovi on account of they created the music that made people come who would laugh at me, and also Megasaurus Productions for providing an audience that would laugh at me.
Okay, can you hold on, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Well, there you go. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Steve Ozell is a construction contractor, and in the late 80s, the mid-80s, he and his wife enjoyed going to see Bon Jovi. They went to the Bon Jovi show at the Forum this past Saturday night. Apparently, he was wearing some tight-fitting leather pants with no underwear. He bent over to pick up his wife's purse that had fallen to the ground. The leather pants busted or ripped up the back end, exposing him. He wasn't wearing underwear. He was subjected to ridicule. What he's proposing to do is to sue, and I've never heard of anything like, you know, I've heard of rock bands being sued because some kid took a gun and blew his brains out, for instance, Judas Priest. That very famous. I have never heard of a rock band being sued because they make music that attracts people who would laugh at a guy whose pants are ripped. Bring Mr. Bozell back up, if you wouldn't mind, please. Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just got one thing to say before we go to the rest of the program.
Yes, sir.
I think that it could have been Bon Jovi. It could have been the Sex Pistols. It could have been the Beatles. It could have been TLC. It could have been any band at all. Anybody's going to laugh at a guy whose pants are ripped.
And okay, let me just hold you up right there.
Yeah.
Whose pants are ripped and his private area is hanging out. Do you think that is worthy of being laughed at?
I think people are going to laugh.
And also, you have to understand, it's pleather, it's not leather.
It's pleather, which means it is a synthetic hybrid between plastic and leather.
Yes, sir.
Which means it doesn't sound too strong to begin with, okay?
Well, that's their problem. It's not my problem, okay? They sell pants to me, and they know that people are going to put them on skin tight. And I've been down to pick up my wife's purse, and it spits up the butt area so that my cheeks are spread. Everything can be seen for all of the people who had been there, and also the people who would be maybe behind me coming in the door. Then I had to find a way to cover up my area that had been exposed, and I go to get the T-shirt, and people laughed at me there. And
but that could have been a Bon Jovi crowd. It could have been anybody.
Well, I am holding Bon Jovi partly responsible. Also, I wanted to mention Megasaurus Productions.
Megasaurus Productions, the promoter, you're holding responsible because they also put on a rock concert that would have people come who would laugh at a man. I'm reading the complaint. Megasaurus is being sued that would laugh at a man whose butt area is exposed and jeans discount pleather for making a defective product. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. And that's Mr. Stephen Bozell. This is The Phil Henry Show.
Well, thank you. She didn't want it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Stephen Bozell, who went to a Bon Jovi show on Saturday night at the Forum. Apparently, the pleather pants, which is a plastic leather pants that he was wearing, they ripped up the back, and he wasn't wearing underwear, and he was laughed at all night by people in the crowd. You are considering a lawsuit against the manufacturers of the pants. You are considering a lawsuit against Bon Jovi, Megasaurus Productions, and one other, the psychologist, this is a marriage family counselor?
Yes, sir. This is a lady, Mary Berger, is a marriage family counselor who recommended we go to a Bon Jovi show to sort of recapture our youth.
And you want to sue her?
Yes, sir, I do. She is the one who requested that I go to the Bon Jovi show and wear leather pants in the first place.
Okay, and now you also are suing your own wife.
I am. Now, that's the most painful part of this, because my wife would not have sex with me that night. Because she said, and I'm quoting, I wrote it down, I don't want to have sex with you because I've had to stare at your junk all night and it was shriveled up on account of the cold.
I don't want to have sex with you because I've been looking at your junk all night and it shriveled up on account of the cold.
That is correct, yes, sir.
So you're suing your wife for what?
I'm suing my wife for alienation of affections and because she said my junk was ugly and she's my wife and I do believe that... Loss of, also, my lawyer said it's called loss of a consortium.
Loss of consortium. Okay, we sue a, I understand that. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lori, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I just think this is absolutely absurd. I mean, the only one to blame is him for buying pants that are too tight in the first place.
No, well, she suggested that I buy them.
Are you overweight, sir?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Okay, well, why didn't you buy a pair of pants that fit you?
Well, I did buy a pair of pants that fit me, but they were faulty in manufacture.
I believe he said he bent over and they split up the back.
So if you wore your tight pants to church and they split,
right, and my wife suggested that I wear them, okay? And my wife suggested that I wear them, as well as the counselor.
It's nobody's fault that they split, but your own.
No, the fact that these people forced me into a situation where I was wearing these at a rock and roll concert. And
did they really force you into this situation?
I went to the marriage family counselor because I thought this would help out our marriage.
All right, here is Bobby. Bobby on the I-70. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, will you turn your radio down?
Yeah.
Turn it all the way down.
It's all the way off.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't foresee any lawsuit here at all. I mean, yeah, maybe...
How come people got to laugh at me?
Well, I mean, that's human nature. People are going to do that.
Right, I understand that, but they caused caused mental cruelty on me, and the fact that I have had to spend that entire night with no underwear on and the pants are ripped up.
Yeah, but I mean, you said you bought a T-shirt. You tied it around your waist. You're sitting on a T-shirt.
Yeah, but that's at the end of the concert.
So you went the whole show with your rear end hanging out?
I had no alternative.
Well, I was under the impression that you'd got the T-shirt after you got in. I know they sell the T-shirts before the concert starts.
I mean, that would have been a smart thing to do. Buy the T-shirt, and then...
Well, Mr. Henry, that it's easy to try to put off the blame on me, but I was the one, my rear end was sitting, it was on cold metal benches. Okay? And it, I tell you, I like to freeze my nuts off watching this concert, watching the Bon Jovi show.
Okay. All right, well, so you bought your T-shirt after the show ended.
That's correct.
All right, Bobby, thank you. Here is, see where we going here. Kenneth, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I play in a band, and I've had pants rip on me before while I was on stage.
Did you have underwear on?
No, I don't wear them. But I'll tell you this, I make the best of it.
What kind do you wear pleather or full-on leather?
Like I wear pleather or leather. It makes no difference
is
to
it,
me.
Is it cowhide?
But the thing of it is, though, is you can't sue a manufacturer for that. At least I buy them a little bit, because I wear them skin tight, but at least I buy them a half size bigger than what I am. So
okay, but here's the whole thing I'm trying to say. I put on these pants, okay?
Yeah.
And I bend over, and they rip right off first time I wear them? What's
well,
that
I mean,
all about?
You shouldn't be bare-assing it in the first place.
Wait a second. You said you bare-ass.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not embarrassed by it if something like that happens. I make the best of it. I laugh at myself. If I'm going to wear something that's going to be skin tight and it's going to rip on me, and that's my own fault.
Okay,
and I'm going to laugh at myself about it. I don't care if people laugh at me.
Here's the whole thing I want to mention to you. Have you ever had your pants rip up the butt area, like with your cheeks spread wide, and people would laugh at you?
I've had people, you know those breakaway pants that you can get for like joggers?
Right.
I've had people rip those off of me in the middle of a mall. You just make
are
the
you,
best.
What are you in the Beatles or something?
No.
Are you one
I'm
of the Jackson
even,
the Jackson Five or something?
No.
Well,
I'm
how come
the
they're
Jackson
ripping
Five.
Off your pants in a mall?
It's just friends, man.
Oh,
I hang
you
out with a
people,
wild group of people.
Oh,
man.
Just people doing it to you?
Just well, I
were
hang
you
out
wearing
with a wild group of friends.
Were you wearing underwear at the time, sir?
Yeah, that's the key phrase. Were you wearing underwear at the time?
No, I wasn't. In fact.
So you there? You are. Your balls are swinging in the wind. And all
exactly.
I'm trying to say, that you could have sued. You could have sued the mall you were in.
But why? Why would I want to sue the mall I was in? They
because
had
of mental cruelty? Because of the mental cruelty that's been visited upon you? Do you
well,
know what
I mean,
it feels like when people are laughing at me because I'm in the bathroom and I didn't have to use the zipper?
Well, I mean,
I'm just I don't
I mean,
all I got to do is just pull the ripped pants away and start using it.
I mean, you got to realize, life
it hurt me.
You got
to
realize
listen
life's
going
to do some stuff to you, okay? I mean, not everything's going to go our way.
Why would you sue your own wife?
Because she
exactly.
refused. She said that my junk was shriveled. She would not have sex with me.
Well,
my wife's told me that before, but I'm not going to sue her. You can't force somebody to have sex with you. That's rape right there.
Well, no, I ain't trying to. Not if it's ordered by a court of law. If the court of law demands that she have sex with me,
you can't do that.
What court is going to order that?
I've never heard of a court in America that can do that. A woman has the right to make her own choices, but that's beside the point. It's not even what we're talking about.
Well, my understanding is that a court can present to her a writ of habeas corpus, meaning that she's got to deliver her, you know, she's got to deliver the goods.
No.
Writ of habeas corpus. I don't think that's what a writ of habeas corpus. I'm not a lawyer.
Well, if you're not a lawyer, then
I don't think it is either, Phil.
I
used to work in law enforcement, but I really and truly don't think that's it.
All right, well, sir, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. And here is, let's pull the line here. It's Vicky on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, nobody forced you to go to this concert.
No, I understand that nobody forced me, ma'am. But what I do have a right as a citizen
well, no,
to expect
on.
is to have the pants
for the good
not
of your marriage.
What's that, ma'am?
But I understand you want to do something for the good of your marriage. But nobody held a gun to your head and said, buy leather pants, no. And if something happens, you can't leave. You could have left.
No.
You could have had somebody bring you pants.
Then that's why I'm suing Bon Jovi, because they take my money for the rock and roll concert.
Was he supposed to give you pants?
No, but I'm supposed to be able to watch that show in peace and tranquility and not be worried about my stuff.
No.
I have a reasonable expectation.
There's no reason for you to be suing him. He didn't laugh at you. He didn't even know what was going on,
No, but because he took my money for a show that I should be allowed to watch it in peace and tranquility.
He didn't take your money.
Oh, Bon Jovi didn't take my money? Well, who
no,
did then?
No, he gets a cut of it, but to provide the
all right,
company
hold on. Taking your money. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Peace. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And we are talking about a lawsuit that is, this lawsuit has not yet been filed, has it, Mr. Bozell?
No, it has not. It's not yet been filed, sir, no.
Okay, you're talking about suing a variety of entities because you wore a pair of pleather pants to a Bon Jovi show Saturday night. You bent over to pick up your wife's purse. They split up the backside. You didn't have any underwear on, and so therefore, your rear end was hanging out. You say your private parts were hanging out, and people were laughing at you.
Not only were they laughing at me, sir, but also during the encore is where I'm. I feel I have my major claim against Bon Jovi.
And, well, what happened during the encore?
During the encore, I had not yet purchased a T-shirt to cover up my bare area, and my rear end and my, as I said, my genitalia were hanging out, and they did "Wanted Dead or Alive," which happens to be one of my favorite all-time Bon Jovi songs. And I love that song so very much. When I heard "Wanted Dead or Alive," I rose to my feet, and that was at approximately, it was approximately 10:30 to 10:45 in the evening. And I got up and I started pumping my fist, "Wanted Dead or Alive," because I love the song so deeply. And that's when someone poured some beer in the seat. When I went to sit back down, my bare area went into that. I do believe that Bon Jovi can be held accountable.
Well, you can't sue Bon Jovi for doing a song that you like, okay?
But the fact that what I'm saying is I also, the doctor told me that I contracted some kind of a cold in my butt, and I don't know how that happens.
A cold? I don't understand that.
He said it's some kind of an infection.
So Bon Jovi's going to be sued by you because they did a song that was one of your favorites.
Because of the fact, sir, that they took my money and put on a show, even though I did not hear that show in the tranquility and peacefulness of which I should be allowed to, on account of the jeans split up the back area, and all of their fans laughed at me, and my ass got a cold? I don't think so.
You know what? This is very convoluted. I don't know how Bon Jovi can be sued because your ass caught cold. You know what I'm saying?
Well, sir, if you don't understand the law...
Well, it's not that I don't understand the law. I just don't understand the thinking behind your lawsuit. Ken, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Ken from Denver, Colorado.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Listen, I've never called in any radio show in my life, but when I heard the absurdity of this guy's claim, I just felt compelled to call. My only comment to this guy is...
I think that's pretty easy for you to say, sir.
Well, that's okay. Listen, man, you just need to grow up and get a life. If this would have happened to me, I would have been laughing at myself.
Well, sir, if that had happened to you, you might let people walk all over your rights in a court of law, but I'm not going to let that happen to myself or my family.
Well, I'm not so insecure or so foolish that I meant what would have stayed the whole entire night with, and it's not genitalia, genitals. Genitalia is the female part of the anatomy. And if you stayed there all night, nobody forced you to do that. That's your own fault.
Sir,
you should have got up and left the show.
I had purchased two tickets for Megasaurus Productions for the Bon Jovi show at the Forum in California.
And how much were those tickets?
Those tickets were $70 a piece, sir.
So $70 is worth a lifetime of humility that you have to remember? Come on, man.
No, sir. Because of the dark beer that was poured into the seat, I contracted a yeast infection in my...
Nah.
Okay, if you say...
I don't believe the absurdity of this.
You're suing Mr. Bozell.
You should have got up and left the concert.
I got a yeast infection in my anal area because
Mr. Bozell, I don't want to hear about that. And what you're doing is you're suing your wife. You're suing Mary Berger, who's a marriage and family counselor, who is only trying to help your marriage. Jeans Discount. You know, maybe you got a claim against them because they make a substandard product. But to sue Bon Jovi because they did "Wanted Dead or Alive."
Let me ask the gentleman: are you familiar with that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a good song?
Is that a good song or what?
Okay. Like a lot of songs. Hey, wait a minute. What's that got to do a song that a band sings, and you feel compelled that at the end of the night you're still, excuse the term, bare ass, that you don't even have enough sense to cover yourself up before you stand up and expose yourself in front of all these people?
At the end of the night, I did. I did go.
Why at the end of the night?
Because I.
What are you crying now?
Well,
this guy's
nope.
Just a simp. You grow up, get a life, man. You know what? This is like the lady who spilled the coffee on her crotch at the McDonald's.
Yeah, the McDonald's lawsuit.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Nobody said to me that I could
ridiculous.
Get.
You're ridiculous. You know what?
No one said to me that I could get...
Oh, for crying out loud.
God, you're crying now, huh? Hold on for
this
a minute.
This guy.
Nobody said to me that I could get a T-shirt and quit yelling at me.
Well, we're not yelling at you, Mr. Bozell. We're trying to get the truth here, okay?
No one said to me to get a T-shirt to cover up my area.
What? You're not intelligent enough to do it yourself?
I didn't see the T-shirt stand until I started to leave the concert.
What, I'm entitled to my feelings.
I'm entitled to my feelings.
As so happy as this society is, I think you're in this for the money, and you're quibbling over the national radio on a show that you're disgracing. And
sure,
what you
maybe Al Gore had a right to sue. Why don't I get to sue?
Al Gore?
But George Bush got to go to the Supreme Court.
Don't compare your genitals with Al Gore with the... don't bring that...
don't be comparing your genitals with George Bush's mouth, okay?
Yeah, give me a break.
Don't bring your genitals anywhere near Mr. Bush's mouth, all right?
I'm not trying to say that.
Unbelievable. Here is Chris. Hi, Chris. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I think the only lawsuit here could be the pants, maybe for material defects.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't think either one of you people know anything about the law.
The rest of them are ridiculous. They're just, it's human nature for people to laugh at you. And it's sad that in this society that it is human nature instead of helping you.
Why did my wife laugh at me? Why did my wife laugh at me? She looked at my junk. She said it was shriveled.
Sir, we don't know your previous life with your wife. We don't know your previous marriage encounter. We don't know any of that. All we know is what happened. And
ma'am, the gentleman behind me poured a dark ale into the seat, which created a yeast infection in my butt.
Well, then you need to sue him.
Okay. Well, I'm suing Bon Jovi.
But it's not Bon Jovi's fault that guy was an idiot.
They allowed to have dark beer served at their concert.
You go to any sporting event, any event at all, and they all have beer.
Yeah, but not dark.
And I've had beer poured at me on Bronco games.
Not a dark ale. Not a dark ale.
A dark ale?
Yes, sir. Bon Jovi attracts people who do tend to drink honey ales and wheat ales.
Let me get this straight.
You're going to sue Bon Jovi because they serve wheat and dark ales at their concert, which would tend to create a yeast infection in a guy's rear end if his pants were ripped and he wasn't wearing underwear.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. He hung up on me. The guy hung up. Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay. Have a good night.
Thank you. Yes, she's hanging up, too. Last guy anybody wants to talk to around here is me. Oh, is the guy gone? Yeah, okay, goodbye. Is he back? Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
You hang up on me one more time, and this thing is finished. Do you understand that?
Mr. Henry, I wanted to make it...
You hang up on me one more time, and the interview is over. Do you understand that?
I do not believe that it is right for your callers to ridicule me on the level of which they had. I've been called a baby. I've been called a...
They're entitled to their opinion every bit as much as you're entitled to yours. You hang up on me one more time tonight, and that's it. You got it?
I'm not going to be spoken to that way.
Well, I don't mean to talk down to you, but that's the way it's going to have to be. Here is Samantha on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Samantha.
Yeah, I believe Mr. Bozell has deeper issues than the whole pant thing.
Okay, here we go, an amateur psychologist.
No, I'm not claiming to be a psychologist, but it sounds like it.
No, the only issue I have is the fact that I was ridiculed in a public area as the result of advice that I've been given.
No, I think we've all been ridiculed at one time or another.
Let me ask you, ma'am. Have you ever had your pants ripped right up the ass area in a public place with no underwear on?
No, I have not.
Okay,
but
so I don't think you know exactly how it is that I'm feeling.
You're a grown man, sir. I think you should take responsibility for your actions.
What about Bon Jovi playing that encore?
What about it?
He played Wanted Dead. He played Wanted Dead or Alive.
You know, if I was at a Bon Jovi concert and if I liked the song, and if I was in the same situation as you were, sir,
yes,
ma'am. I'd say seated.
But I wanted
nobody
to get...
forced you to stand up, and you knew...
These tickets, I waited for a year to get these tickets. I ain't going to sit down for Wanted Dead or Alive any more than I'd be sitting down for Living on a Prayer.
I don't know what the hell's that about. What, $70 a piece?
If you got your rear end hanging in the breeze, friend, you're going to have to stay seated for Living on a Prayer, Wanted Dead or Alive, or whatever the freaking hell...
I think think anybody in their right mind would. Or you know what? I would have left in the beginning of the show as soon as my pants ripped.
Okay, but I do believe that Bon Jovi's liable for writing a song like that that would make people get up. When they sang Raise Your Hands, okay, what am I supposed to not? I got up and I raised my hands because they told me to.
Really?
I'm going to sue them.
Yeah, Bon Jovi forced you to get up.
They told me to.
They told you to what?
In the song.
All right, well, good luck.
I think you have deeper issues in this, and I got to go. But, sir, you really
please
have deeper
don't go.
Issues.
Please don't go.
I think your wife
should leave
you.
Please don't go.
I think your wife should have leave you.
No.
Yeah.
Don't leave me.
Bye.
No, please. Hello? Hello?
What are you doing?
I just want to see if she's still there.
She's gone. And so are you.
Well, wait a minute.
And so am I. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. It's the Tournament of Roses Parade as you have never heard it before. Say anything we want, do anything we want. That's what we're going to be doing on January the 1st as the Phil Hendry Show goes live, uncensored, and unedited on the internet via an audio webcast, complete with all of our favorite guests. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear the Phil Hendry Show without limits. You can't hear it on the radio, you can't see it on TV. Uncensored, unedited, listen via the internet for only $4.95. Go to www.philhendryshow.com for all the details. That's www.philhendryshow.com for details. And it's time now for a little feature. We don't have much time for it, but we do like to roll this feature your way whenever we can. And this is, of course, Phil Hendry's fat warnings. How can you tell if she's fat? And by the way, how can you tell if she's alcoholic, crazy, or unclean? When you're reading the wanted ads, when you're reading the personals, I should say, you want to be able to pick up on certain phrases. For instance, in this ad, there is a tip-off that this woman probably drinks too much. She likes to take a drink. Single white female, 54, South Jersey, enjoys music, walking, swimming, flea markets, movies, traveling, and animals. Seeks a gentleman for permanent relationship. What's the tip-off phrase in that ad that she drinks too much? South Jersey. This woman's nuts. Psychopathic. Alluring French beauty with old-fashioned ideas about love is seeking your love, respect, and valor for lasting commitment and romance. What's the phrase, the word that tips off that she is psychopathic, perhaps psychotic? French, exactly. You got it. Very good. Here's another woman who's probably so huge, so ever so huge. Impressive, amiable, sincere, secure, youthful, fun, well-balanced, 5'8", pretty blonde, seeks same, versatile, successful, single white male, 50+. What's the word that tells you that this lady is pretty fat, pretty large? Impressive. Lady lawyer, 66, pays her own way, attractive, loves to cook, affectionate, good listener. The tip-off phrase there that tells you she's fat. Let me read it again. Lady lawyer, 66, pays her own way, attractive, loves to cook, affectionate, good listener, free, happy, grown, successful. What phrase is that? Everybody would say loves to cook, but actually it's pays her own way. These have been Phil Hendry Fat Warnings. A presentation of the Phil Hendry Show.
Let me tell you something. You are a lying, rotten scoundrel. And the reason why a woman has to use both sides of her brain is because you obviously can't remember the promises you make. First, you
no,
gotta
I didn't
her.
Promise to
no,
her.
Let me
no,
talk
no,
now.
You can't talk to me.
You talk.
You talk to me like I'm garbage. No. I'm a man. No woman can speak to me like that.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Let the lady talk.
That you were going to marry her when the baby was 10 and first, and then you lie and you say you're going to marry her when the baby reached high school. You're lying. You don't plan on marrying her, and that's why she needs to use both sides of her brain to remind you of the lies that you obviously constantly tell
okay.
her.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Are you that psychic lady on the infomercial?
No.
Because you...
Oh, will you come on?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, what do you mean?
Look,
there's the lady on the infomercial
page. You're a lying dog like most men. If you was going to marry the woman, you should have married her when you find out she was pregnant with your baby. You don't love your baby.
Hey, don't be shaking no chicken foots at me, okay?
Look, man, you see? Don't dodge the lady's point.
She's making a great point.
You lied to the woman.
No, I said to her that after the baby is born, then way after the baby's born, then, okay, all right, okay, technically I said I would marry you.
What do you keep saying
you
technically?
He wants to get the milk, but he don't want to take the cow home with him. He wants to suck the milk out of the woman, but he don't want to marry her.
Well, hey, wait a second. Why buy a cow with milk so cheap?
Well, you know what?
How do you like me now?
She needs to use both sides of her brain and walk out and leave you and your baby.
Second. I never talked about milking no woman. Why do you say that?
You milk her. When you get her pregnant and she have the baby suck the milk out of her, and it's because of your lying ways. You don't say you should marry the woman. The woman have your baby and you don't want to marry her. You are a wicked and an evil
man. The reason why women have to use both sides
of their brain is to keep one foot ahead of a man, because a man will always try to lie to a woman.
You throw stuff up into our faces 6 months after we said, like I bet you said to your husband, hey, you promised to take me to Disneyland or something, and the dude is too tired, and meanwhile, you're on the psychic hotline telling all these lies.
What do you get off the psychic hotline thing?
He said he told her he would take her to Disneyland. If you're too tired... Right?
You should not make promises that you can't keep.
And a woman have to remind a man, because if you can't keep a promise that you make to a woman, you shouldn't make it at all.
That's right.
Oh, look at you joining up with the Jamaican woman.
This lady is making a lot of sense. I agree with her.
I think it's cold. I think it's cruel, man.
What's cold and cruel?
No, the woman knows how to remember.
I know, Trina.
You're calling your wife a liar and everything, talking about.
She's technically not my wife. She lied.
And you know what? You're the one that's lying.
Let me check it out, man. I don't believe that you told her
you would marry her long after she had the baby.
So I'm all alone, okay?
When you had your wood up inside the woman, tell her, baby, I love you. I'm going to marry you. I'm going to give you everything
you want, so that you can let your love juices go up inside of her. That's right.
And then when you let your love juices go up inside of her and she have your baby, then you talk about, I didn't mean right now, baby. You're a rotten man. You're a lying
man. You know something? You don't even know nothing about no sex or nothing. Because I bet you don't even have no man. And by the way, is this call costing me $3.99 a minute?
Bill Henry.